Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari on the Beauforting Beer Tap Line. David, I normally ask by normally start by asking how you're doing. I'm pretty sure I know the answer to that question today. Mike McCarthy is the only coach who you've ever known at the NFL level, and Packers parted ways with him shortly after that game on Sunday. How did you receive the news, and what was your reaction?
I received it just like everyone else through the media, and my first reaction was more of like a sad shock, I would say.
This is the thing here. I think a lot of people are struggling a little bit here because you've got former players that are on TV or on the radio that are ripping the Packers because they let McCarthy go before the season was over and saying that he should have been allowed to finish the season off. And then you've got guys that have never played in the NFL like myself who think it was a great thing because, as far as I could tell, looking at McCarthy's face after that Vikings game, he looked like a beaten man, looked like he was about done at that point. He was completely stressed out and may not have had any answers of how to fix what was ever was going on with that team. How did you look at it? Would you rather have seen him finish it out and then be let go, or do it the way they did it?
You know, honestly, I don't really know how to answer that. I would want what's best for the organization and Mike, because obviously I care about the organization. I work for the organization. I'm employed by them.
Right.
And I want what's best for them because that inherently makes it what's best for me. But on the same end, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a relationship with Mike McCarthy, not only as a head coach to player, but also I would say somewhat a friend to friend. And, you know, I think like anyone, I don't think anyone's happy when you're, you know, dismissed, fired, however any way you want to put it, midway through your job or your, I think it's tough. So if it's better for him, how the situation unfolded, then I respect it 100%. I like it. And if it wasn't, I feel bad for him. But if it's better for the organization, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I back what the organization does. I think they're doing us. They know what they're doing to put the Packers in the best situation for now and in the future.
I know that you and that locker room have only had a couple days to process it, talking with Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show. But from the outside looking in, it looked like there was writing on the wall that this would be Mike McCarthy's final year, given how the season has gone and the fact he only has 1 year left on his contract. I guess it's a two-part question. Did you guys in the locker room ever feel like or see that writing on the wall? And if that's the case, is there maybe a sense of relief, like something was lifted off your guys' shoulders and now Mike can move forward and the team and the organization can move forward?
You know, I would be lying if I said that the outside noise didn't make its way into the locker room, because, I mean, obviously there had been a lot of rumblings, enough for it to start, you know, being able to hear it. But for me, my job is to play left tackle. My job isn't to dictate who's the head coach and who's what. My job is to perform to the highest level of what I can do and deliver to the organization and to who I'm working for. That's my offensive line coach. That's my offensive coordinator. That's my quarterback. That's the head coach at the end of the day. I mean, is there a sense of relief? I that's tough. Like I said, you know, because I have a player-to-coach relationship, but I also have a friend-to-friend relationship. Sure. At the end of the day, I just want what's best for both. And right now, they have decided to part ways. So I hope that McCarthy lands on his feet and hits the ground running and, you know, completely turns around a team. I think that would be fantastic for where he goes to. And I hope that we get someone in here that doesn't think or say anything about a rebuild and pick up right where we left off and get us back to championship football.
There's been so many stories written. Do you think that 12 and him were on the same page all the time?
I don't know. I mean, from what I can see, it's the viewpoint from how everyone else sees it from outside. But like I said, did you hear things about it? Yeah, but I never saw anything. We're working, we're punching in, we're doing hours. If anything, any rifts or anything that there were a miscommunication, that was going on behind certain doors that I wasn't even allowed to go through.
So, because the reason I bring it up was the one that really sticks out to me was Jeff Saturday, a former center who was with the Packers for a cup of coffee, talking about, you know, back when he was here, Rodgers just rolling his eyes at play calls and so forth in the huddle and that type of stuff. And if that type of stuff is going on, I would have to think that that rubs off in a negative way, probably on teammates in the huddle, if there's stuff like that going on where he and the coach aren't pulling in the same direction.
Well, okay. I mean, on that essence, I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't think McCarthy has called every single play that Aaron has enjoyed, whether it's a good play or bad play, depending on what has happened with that play. I think vice versa. I mean, I know Aaron has some of his liberties to call certain plays, given the situations, where there's not enough time. And I'm sure McCarthy's sitting there and is unhappy with certain things that Aaron has called. But that goes both ways. They worked together for 13 years. That's bound to happen.
Have you had a chance to talk with Coach McCarthy since the news came down Sunday?
You know, I was a little sad, to be honest with you, the fact that I didn't have a chance, or he didn't have a chance to address the team. But I did reach out and make sure to get him his number and you know, give him a farewell text, and we had a little bit of a conversation on that.
Has Joe Philbin addressed the team yet? And I don't expect you to tell us exactly what he said, but can you paraphrase or give us an idea of what the message was to the team if he has addressed you guys?
I mean, pretty much, you know, we have four more games left of the season, and we're looking to be 4-0.
Do you expect anything to change as far as what's going on with this offense? Rodgers throwing the ball 50-plus times in the snow? can you tell my disgust? Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it does make me chuckle. You know, on that, before I comment on the other part, you know, on that, yeah, that was a bit more on the interesting side. But if you look at the run, I mean, it's not like we didn't give anyone an excuse to really lay heavy on the run game. It's not like we had I think we've had definitely better days at the office in the run game on that end. But do I expect anything different? I mean, sure. I mean, obviously you have a new twist. He's going to be calling new plays. I mean, I think he'll have a, you know, probably add a little bit of his, you know, flavor in the offense. I don't think it's not going to be different, completely different, obviously.
When we talk about this Packers team, like you said, you only got a few more games left, and then you go into the unknown, which is the offseason, of not knowing who your head coach is going to be, and all of that stuff. As players now, how much conversation has there been amongst you guys talking about the kind of coach you would want or names being floated out there amongst you guys as far as the guys that you may want brought in here? Because obviously all the fans are doing it. Everybody in the media is doing it. I just don't know if it happens in the locker room at this point.
No, I mean, really the only conversations we have are what we see in the media, like, oh, you know, I guess, you know, they're talking about this name, so obviously this has come up, some sources here, because, I mean, these sources are everywhere, so
right.
We kind of hear everything just like any other fan does. I don't, like, to me, do I have a favorite? No, I just want someone who understands the culture, the pride, and tradition of the Green Bay Packers and is ready to bring in whatever flavor they have and get us back to winning championships. I mean, I've never had a chance to. I've knocked on the door twice. And, you know, whoever comes in, I just expect that they get us into the direction where, you know, we're not knocking on the door, but we're on the other side of that door.
You know, and the other thing, too, about this is if it becomes a college head coach that has the opportunity then to come in and coach in the NFL that's never done it before, there's a huge difference as far as how you talk to you guys probably versus how you talk to college players that person would have to adjust to, I would imagine.
Absolutely. That was my biggest adjustment was just seeing, you know, how coaches treated players in college. And when I got in the pros, just seeing the guys who had been around and their interaction with coaches, and sometimes they didn't address them by coach. I was a little shocked in the beginning. But, I mean, now it's, you know, I can see as to why they did that. But as a rookie, I mean, you just want to fall in line and make sure you don't ever step out of line.
David, one more and then we'll let you go. Something that I I try to emphasize and remind people of doing what I do for a living that I think fans forget sometimes and some guys in our business forget sometimes is that you guys, athletes and coaches and even GMs and guys in the front office, I think we forget sometimes that y'all are human beings and a human being lost his job on Sunday and a good man by all indications. And I've been doing my best to get the word out there about all the things he's done for charity, retweeting any stories that I see about that come across my Twitter timeline, etc. I don't mean to put you on the spot, and if I'm putting you on the spot and you can't come up with one, just say I can't come up with one, or we'll move it along. But do you have a story that to you personifies the type of guy that Mike McCarthy was? As you've said numerous times during this conversation, you had a not just a coach player relationship with him, but a personal relationship with the man.
I'll say this: I don't think there is or will be another person who loves Green Bay more than as a head coach than Mike McCarthy. I mean, he has entrenched himself in this community, not only, being the head coach of the Packers, but, just what he's done, like you said, in the community, in his own personal life. And I think that has definitely been overlooked, and that's something that should be more on the side of being celebrated.
How much more vocal has Mark Murphy been just in general in the last year with you guys?
Definitely more just for the sole fact that, like, we've had changes, big changes, like new GM. So obviously he comes in and talks to us with that. And then obviously now a new head coach is going to be coming in. So from those instances, he's been around the team more.
That is David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle, and our guest every Tuesday at 4:35 here on the Wendy's Big Show. And David, I know that this can't be an easy week for you, and we appreciate you coming through and joining us on the Beauforting Beer Tap Line, man, as always. Thank you so much.
Of course. Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, which when David Bakhtiari is on it becomes the Beauforting Beer Tap Line.